Alaska Natives gathering in Fairbanks are discussing the thorny issue of 8A government contracts allowed American Indian and Alaska and Hawaiian Native businesses. Recently, some in Congress have pointed to abuses within the program, and others have called for the program's discontinuation. But Sarah Lukeen, executive director of the Native American Contractors Association, pointed to the program's successes. She said since the formation of the Alaska Native Corporations, household incomes of Alaska Native have risen, as have graduation rates.
Native 8A will certainly not solve all the issues facing our villages, but it will help build economies in some of the most economically depressed areas in the United States. It will provide benefits to our Native people through much-needed dividends, scholarships, job training, cultural and social programs, and benefits to our elders.
Lukeen said Natives have faced previous attempts to reform the program, and now some government agencies, the Navy and the Air Force, are imposing their own restrictions on 8A contracts.
The White House is urging more competition in contracting, and agencies are shying away from Native 8A because they don't want the scrutiny, and they don't want to face a congressional hearing, and they certainly don't want to face a call from a reporter.
Lukeen blamed a Washington Post series on 8As as misleading readers into believing the program is riddled with abuses. NACA is calling for transparency in 8A contract dealings and branded current reform legislation as designed to address perceptions, not reality. She said it would be irresponsible for Congress to undertake reform of 8A without letting recent changes be implemented. Lukeen called Senator McCaskill's efforts to exclude Alaska Natives from government contracts comparable to keeping Natives on welfare.
Our people don't need a handout. We need the opportunity to contribute to our nation's economy and experience our share of the American dream.
Meanwhile, Greg Razzo with Cook Inlet Region Incorporated told convention goers that CIRI, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and Doyon are working on presenting their own slate of 8A reforms to Congress. Razzo said CIRI, ASRC, and Doyon are making efforts to change the current program to allow for more competition, accountability, and enforcement.
Starting about 2 years ago, our three companies began to meet to discuss what we would agree on. And we found it somewhat difficult for even the three companies to come up with what we all agreed on could be proposed reforms. And so why did we even have proposed reforms? Because we believe that the time for playing defense is gone. We think we need to be presenting a reform package that is credible, but that still preserves the program.
The corporation's plan was submitted to the Small Business Administration last month.